I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Eye of the Storm, and in part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Short Life Serving a Great God, from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through 7.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You are alone on the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm. The future I picture slowly fade away, and when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name.
In the eye of the storm,
doctor says I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl, and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control.
because of their sin, they're outside the fellowship. The fellowship is broken. Listen, let me tell you something. You can't undo what God's done in you. You can't lose the salvation that God's placed within you. I don't care what any church says today, or any preacher, or anybody. You cannot get lost after you're saved. You may drift from God and you may get backslidden, but I tell you what, God can slide you back up. God can get you right. And He'll bring circumstances in your life to awaken you. This idea and mentality that you can lose, I'm going to say it just blunt as I can. This idea and mentality that you can lose your salvation is birthed out of the bowels of hell. It is not of God. It is not of the Word. If God is able to save you, God is able to keep you. And if you can remove yourself, then you have placed yourself above that of God. And you can take, basically, you've made God take the back seat of your life. You can't do that. You don't have that power, that authority today. Folks, I believe in eternal security. And whether I believe in it or not, God says that's a fact. But I believe what God's Word says. Amen. And I believe when He saves you, I believe God's able to keep you. Amen. You are sealed, as Paul said, unto the day of redemption. Amen. So realizing this today, if you look at Genesis 4, you'll find the name again, Lord God. And that name is put basically aside until you get, though, to the book of Joshua. You will not find God using that term, Lord God, from that point up until you get to the book of Joshua. The name Joshua means Yahweh saves. Amen. And so realizing it hints to us today, there is a Redeemer coming. Thank the Lord. The book of Joshua points today to the New Testament in the realization of Yeshua, meaning Jesus. Amen. The Jesus that we know who redeems today the lost, who died on the cross today, and He took our wrath. Glory to God. He nailed it there. He left it there. Glory to God. And on the third day, He arose victorious. Amen. We've got victory in Him today, church. Hallelujah. And to restore. And He did this. Listen. He did this to restore the fellowship. Where man had sinned and was apart from God, He restored the fellowship through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The hallmark of Christianity, John 3:16, truly reflects on that thought. So Jesus now is a personal God. Genesis 2:7 says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Now, if you trace the word dust throughout the Bible, it typically always comes with somewhat of a negative meaning. So there is nothing inherently good in man. We did not get anything inherently good within the flesh. So we didn't come out of diamond nor gold dust. We came out of dirt dust. Amen. You know, anybody ever tell you you're older than dirt? Amen. Watch it, Mike. I can read your mind. However, look what God does. He bends down and He forms something out of the dust of dirt. Amen. The Lord God formed man. So God, who is the master sculptor, we find the word formed is shaping or sculpturing man. So therefore, you look back at the creative acts of God, God said there was, and God said it was good. But when you get to what happened here, it was God's hands that created. Amen. So God's love is seen here. God stooped down. And you know what that is? It's God coming closer. It's God being there. And even after Adam and Eve had sinned, remember what the Word says? God came looking for them in the cool of the evening in the garden. And He said, Adam, where art thou? He was coming close. I'm going to tell you, folks, He's a lot closer than you think. And His coming is a whole lot closer than you perceive. So therefore today, I'm glad today that you can be assured that God is close today. Amen. Realizing this today, for in the trials and challenges, God is close there with you. in the places of sickness and the situations that you will face in life, it's God who is close. In those broken places that you face and you feel like your heart is just shattered, it's God who is close. Amen. God wants to get close in your life to you. But you've got to want Him there. Amen. You've got to desire Him. You want Him today, directing and ordering today the steps of your path. You want Him today to be that friend that sticks closer. You want Him today to supply your every need according to His riches and glory. You want Him there to be your healer. You want Him to be your encourager. You want Him to be your lifter. You want Him to be your supplier. You want Him to be everything that He is, because He is a complete God for every need that you'll ever face in your life. Amen. That's the power, because God is close. Amen. God's intention was to form you into something that would please Him. This theme runs throughout the entirety of the whole Bible. So the Bible is 66 individual books. However, there is one story that runs through the entirety of all 66 books. There is one story of the Bible. And that story is given in the example that we find in the book of Jeremiah 18. He says, this is what Jeremiah said, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, and another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it." Now, listen to what happens. "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying," listen to what he said, "cannot I do with you as the potter? Amen. Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand." Amen. Hallelujah. When there was nothing good within us, God came down and involved Himself. Brother, listen, this is where God shaped you. And God is still working on you today. Amen. If He began this work in you, He will complete it, the Word of God says. He is working and changing your life. Are you perfected? Are you perfect today? No, neither you nor I are perfect. But hallelujah, I'm glad I'm a work in motion. I'm glad God's working in me, and God's working on me, and God's working through me today. It's God that shapes you, and this is what we call providence today. So in the affairs of life, it's God that is shaping you. I know we don't like to go through the trials and the troubles and headaches and the heartaches and the problems and the bad days, but let me tell you what, that's all a part of the shaping process, where you lean on Him more, and you trust Him more, and you call on Him more, for He's a God that's always there. Amen. That's our God, and that's who He is. So God inserts Himself. And you know what's so amazing about this? He comes with His majesty. He brings majesty today. With God's majestic hand, He shapes us today. He provides for us. Unfortunately, today, as the old cliche goes, you know, we bite the hand that feeds us. God supplies and is good and lets us live on His earth and breathe His oxygen and drink His water and eat His food and enjoy His beautiful creation. But we bite the hand that feeds us. We never are satisfied. Oh, I'll tell you, if you want real true satisfaction, man, just get with the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.